Today, Japan stepped up the pressure on North Korea not to test a long-range missile. The Japanese foreign minister said if North Korea goes ahead with the launch, all options are on the table, including sanctions on food and oil shipments. North Korea has not confirmed the test launch plans, but there's been intense speculation, based on photographs from spy satellites, that North Korea is preparing to test fire a missile that could reach U.S. soil. Against this worrisome backdrop, the U.S. and Japan are expanding cooperation on a ballistic missile shield. The Japanese have been concerned about North Korea's intentions since a 1998 missile test over Japanese territory. NPR's Louisa Lim says that launch provoked a profound change in Japan's mindset that's becoming more evident today with the prospect of a second test launch.
Early evening in Tokyo. A saleswoman's vainly trying to entice office workers to buy the latest mobile phone. They're streaming past, armed with their briefcases, as they hurry to the train station or into the bars for an after-work drink. Here in the world's most densely populated city, many of the tiny bars are standing room only. At one, three typical salarymen, as they're called here, prop up a table and debate the threat of a North Korean missile test. I'm not worried at all, says Katsuya Haruna, a young oil company worker. The North Koreans have nothing to gain from firing a missile. They're not stupid. His colleague, Mr. Katsuragi, doesn't agree. I'm worried, he says nervously. After all, last time they shot the missile right over Japan. Their boss, Mr. Kamei, chimes in. If the North Koreans launch a missile, he says, we should shoot back, or we should destroy North Korea completely. This range of views represents the evolution and hardening of public opinion in Japan, a country with a pacifist constitution for 60 years. This change in thinking was kick-started by North Korea's first missile test 8 years ago. Hisahiko Okazaki, a former Japanese ambassador, spells out how it changed the national psyche.
More nationalism, and there's a very slow process of a conservative view gaining the strength, and it accelerated it.
Suddenly aware of its vulnerability, Japan strengthened its defences by launching a spy satellite. And North Korea's brinksmanship also drove Japan further into American arms as its sort of protector, as Tsuneo Watanabe from Mitsui Research Institute explains.
Japan stepped up with a more realistic cooperation on the security issue with its major ally, the United States. And also Japan sent self-defense forces in Iraq for Iraq reconstruction.
Cooperation has reached new heights, with Japanese technology to be used in American missile systems. But some want more drastic change. In Boboku no Ijisu, a blockbuster film that aired last year, foreign, possibly North Korean agents, armed with a chemical weapon, steal a Japanese destroyer and head towards Tokyo. The film's underlying question is whether a military that can't fight, like Japan's self-defense forces, is a real army. This reflects the right-winger's sense of being neutered. And suddenly, views that once were unthinkable, like those of ultra-nationalist commentator Hideaki Kaze, are being voiced more and more.
I have called for nuclear armaments for our nation for many years. Over the last 2-3 years, many of our intellectuals are publicly calling for nuclear armaments for Japan. Japan is the only country which suffered nuclear attacks. Therefore, we have every right to go nuclear.
That debate could enter the mainstream if North Korea goes ahead with another missile launch. Faced with Pyongyang's saber-rattling and a rising China, Japan's growing nationalism and its soul-searching about its post-war identity can only intensify. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Tokyo.